I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. Hope everything's going well. Complete down for Yehuda ben Shifra, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Moshe Dov ben Feger Bracha, Moshe Dov ben Feger Bracha, Wachel bas Ilana, Yehudit bat Wina, Leah Pesha bas Dina, Avraham Yeshiyahu ben Aviva, Chaya Malka bat Batsheva, Brina Bracha bas Wina, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fegalea, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fegalea, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Yakutiel Zamin Ben Sawa, Miriam Bat Sawa Rezel, Shio Bas Devoa Leia Bas Wachel, Avraham Meir Ben Bela Feger, Baruch Tzvi Ben Esther, Pinchas Eliezer Ben Esther, Sprintzer bat Esther, and Baruch Tzvi ben Esther, Leah bas Wachel, and Shir bas Tavol Leah, and Leah bas Wachel. If you can please ask for all those cholim, they all need refuah shleimah b'karov. This week's parsha is Parshas Chukas. So Moshe Feinstein says, why is the Torah called a chuk, a law that we don't understand? Zakra Moshe Feinstein, because he said the pshat is that, hello? He said that if the mitzvah has a reason, you might say, okay, the mitzvah has a reason, and therefore the reason doesn't apply, so I don't have to keep the mitzvah anymore. Zakra Moshe Feinstein, that's why it's called a chok. You got to keep the mitzvah even if the reason applies or does not apply. That's what the reason of the chok. Well, Moshe Feinstein says also that. Well, Samson Fall Hirsch said a different shot. He said that the chukas atos was written here and by how we kasha the kalim that we got from Midian, also was in chukas atoywa. Zak was Samson Fall Hirsch, because to keep the Torah alive in Christ and keep the Torah alive in the world, is first you have to do like paraduma. You have to make your body holy. You know, that's the point of paraduma. And you also have to make what's going into your body holy. That's kashing a keli. Because for Midian, you know, we got the keli, we got the utensil, we have to kashu it. So what goes into your body and your body is so, you have to make it kadosh, you have to make it holy. That's the only way the Torah will survive. Then when Moshe Feinstein, that's our rights, by Paro Duma says, will purify those who tummy and tummy those who are pure. Zakra Moshe Feinstein, that's our. He said that's pshat by Midah Soso. Every Jew, every Yid, every member of Bnei Yisrael is supposed to be humble. You're supposed to be humble. So Moshe Feinstein, that's our rights, the Paro Duma purify those who are tummy the Paraduma purifies us, purify them, but those who are pure, they tummy them. So Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said this applies to Midas, to Derech Eretz. We know a Jew, a Yid, a member of Bnei Yisrael, is supposed to be a humble person, supposed to be an Anav. So every Jew has to work themselves to become a humble person. But Zakra Moshe Feinstein, but you don't do it to your friend. While you work on yourself to be humble, you praise your friend. You give your friend honor and glory. And when Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said the same thing with like tzedakah. A person comes around shul to collect tzedakah, so you give him tzedakah. But you don't tell your friend, you don't take your friend's wallet to give him tzedakah, or you don't tell the person collecting tzedakah, okay, go to Yaakov, Yaakov's going to give you money. And we're talking, obviously, Yaakov did not say that. You know what I'm saying? Zakra Moshe Feinstein saying that the midas you have to work on yourself, but you don't throw into other people. Rabbi Gluck, who's a Rebbe in Yeshiva Yisodi Yeshua in Queens, he said a little different shot. He He said, you can take a meter that's pure and you can make it impure. Example, Gluck said, by being a humble person. If someone gets too humble, they say, my learning Torah means nothing. I can't learn Torah. Me going to Minyan means nothing. So he says that's someone who puts himself too much down. But on the other hand, you can make yourself humble in order to serve Hashem better. So that's of someone who took someone impure, took the meter of gaiva, of being pompous, and made it to pure. So he said, that's what you have to, what Gluck said, you have to be careful. Don't take the meter too far, too extreme. A sefer called Shari Simcha said this, that the Kohen would take a very tall tree and a very small bush and throw them into the fire with the paraduma. Zakwai is Shari Simcha, because he said, the pshat is, because we're saying example, with midas, with traits, a Jew is not supposed to go too extreme on either front. On the one hand, he's not, let's say, he or she, not supposed to be too pompous. On the other hand, not too humble. They're supposed to be in the middle. And that's why we take a very tall tree and a very small bush and throw it into the fire. Then there's Zoschu Kasa Taiwa. So the Walag said that the numerical, if you take, you know, Gematria Katan, the Gematria Katan means a Taiwa is 400, but you just take the 4. And then take Reisha, it's 200, you just take the 2. And the Vav is 6 and 5. That spells, that number equals 4, 2 is 6, plus is 17. That's the same numerical value as Yudke Vavke, again, in the small Gematria Katan. Because when a Jew learns Torah, Hashem is there. Yudke Vavke in Torah, the same numerical value in the Miss Gematria Katan, 17. Because when a Jew learns Torah and keeps Torah, Hashem is there. And Chukas, again, numerical value is 13. The 13 meters of Rachavim Hashem has. Because when a Jew is learning and keeping Torah, Hashem's going to have Rachmanis on that person. And then the Walag added on, what's Zos then? What's Zos? Zos Chukas of Torah? So Zos has Zos, first of all, what Walag said, is 7. What's 7? 7 could be the Messiah, Avam Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Aaron, or Moshe Aaron, after Aaron could be Yoshua or David HaMelech. And Aleph is Echad, Hashem, and Tav is Torah, you know, Tav from Torah. The only way a Jew can keep and learn Torah, if they first of all cling to Hashem, which is Echad, and cling to the Messiah. That's the only way a Jew can learn and live Torah. Zion could also be Avam Yitzchak Yaakov, Rivka, Rachel Leah. Again, clinging to the Messiah. The only way a Jew can cling to the Messiah and cling to Torah, the only way a Jew can cling and live Torah, if they're clinging to Hashem and the Messiah. The Walag also says Zos, the numerical value of Zos is 408. That's as long as the first base of Migdash was around. Zok the Walag, because when a Jew is really learning and living Torah, they have the Kedusha of the first base of Migdash in them. Don't forget, the first base of Migdash had incredible Kedusha. So when a Jew learns and lives Torah, the Kedusha of the first base of Migdash is in them. Because we have the first base of Migdash, that's 408, the numerical value of Zos. Then our Moshe Shor from Lakewood said this, a paraduma ein bo mum ein bo ol. It means that paraduma can't have any blemishes and can never have worked. Our Moshe Shor said it's a musa to us. Ein bo mum. If you think you have no blemishes, then ain't all. Then you never had the yoke of Torah on you. If a Jew thinks they're so perfect, they never had the yoke of Torah on them. The Chaim HaKadosh says, why do we mention, you know, the halachas of Tum and Tawa over here? We never mentioned it before. Zakta Ochaim HaKadosh, because now that we got the Torah, now that we Bnei Yisrael got the Torah, then they can become Taho or Tamei. A Goy, a non-Jew, can never become Tamei, can never become impure. Only a Jew, because a Jew has the Torah. That's right, Zoschu Kasa Torah, what? Taho and Tamei. A Jew can make himself, he or she, can make himself pure or impure by the Torah. If they use the Torah part, they become Tahor. If Chashon, they misuse it, they become Tamei. Because the Lachas Tahor, or just a real simple shot, is you can become Tahor Tamei, because now you have the Torah. So Ochaim HaKadosh said this. I might change Ochaim HaKadosh's word around a little bit. Then I have our Moshe Sternbach from Yushalayim HaKadosh, another pshat. He said, you know, a paraduma was a precious animal and cost a lot of money. Zakar was Sternbach, it's to teach us that going from impure to pure, going from tummy to tahor, requires work. It doesn't happen overnight. It requires work. It requires work, just like getting a paraduma. Then our Sternbach said, we know that we lost Bea Miriam when she passed away. And Miriam got, because of Miriam, we got the water in the Midbar. And we know how Moshe Shaw from Lakewood explaining how Moshe Sternbach Shlita from Yerushalayim, or Kodesh, said, why did Miriam get the merit to get the water? Why Miriam got the, you know, why couldn't Moshe and Aaron bring it? Because we know water is an essential, water is probably the most essential item to keep a person alive, except maybe for oxygen. So why did Miriam get merit to get the water? Zucker was Sternbach. Because usually who's home with the children? A mother. A mother's the one who's usually home with the children the most. So it's important for the mother to teach the children the essentials, to teach them Musa, to teach them the Messiah, to teach them the Halakha Torah Kedosha. That's a pshat of the Bea Miriam. Miriam, just in Miriam, and Moshe Shaw from Lake said, "A Mayim Ela Torah," meaning that Miriam brought us the essentials of life, that's water, but really is teaching us that the mother, who's usually most with the children, she has to teach her children the essentials, the greatness of Torah and Torah, Musa, and Mesorah. How was Sternbach said this? Then Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, Hashem said, I'm going to bring water for you and your animals. And why she said, why does Hashem bring water for the animals? Because Hashem had rachmanis on your property. Because of you, Hashem was giving rachmanis to your property. Zokra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, why is Rashi telling us that? Because you might have thought that Hashem brought the water for the animals. Zokra Moshe Feinstein, I believe I might be changing Moshe Feinstein Zatzal words around a little bit. But what Moshe Feinstein Zatzal is saying, that Hashem does not change nature for animals. He changes nature. He only does miracles, nisim, for Bnei Yisrael, for the Jewish people. He does not do it for animals. And therefore, you know, we know the desert does not have water. So Hashem said, do you know why I'm bringing water for you and for your animals? Because of you. Because of the Jewish people, that's why I'm bringing water for the animals. Because it's your animals, that's why I'm bringing water to them. And when Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, I believe, quoted the Sifri said, Who did the Pavah Aduma in during the Mishkan? It was really Eliezer, the Sagan Kohen Gadol. Zokra Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, what the Sifri is telling us. Yes, it's great to go to a Gadol Ador. Don't get me wrong, going to a Gadol Ador is great. To go to Chaim Kanievsky Shlita's gate. To go here in America to a Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, to a Vachvogel Shlita, to a Ryuch Emotion, or a Makir Kotler. There's other Gadolim. I just named you a couple. Chashon, there's a lot more. You know, but to go to see them is great. But Zokra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, what the Sifri is all telling us, sometimes it's better to go to your own Rav of your shul or your Rebbe or your teacher because they know you better. And therefore they can guide you in the proper halacha and proper hashkafa of life. Then Vayimia Newman from Chicago, quoting me a Tali Owens, but Ray Baruch Newman from Spring Valley also says similar word. Moshe Rabbeinu told Edom, can we go through you, please? And it was hard for us and our forefathers when we were in Mitzrayim. So it's Moshe Rabbeinu telling you it was hard for Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. They wanted Mitzrayim. So Rashi says when Avram Yitzchak Yaakov saw Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, they were in pain, you know, because what the Egyptians were doing to the Yidden. So Zuck Vayimia Newman called him Tali Owens. And Rabbi Baruch Newman said the same word. They said the pshat is. Where does Edom come from? Esav. Esav was known for Kibbutz for Yitzchak. So what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Edom, that if you don't let us pass through your land, it's going to give pain to Avram Yitzchak. It's going to give pain to Yitzchak. And therefore it's going to give a lack, you're going to lose a lack, the Kibbutz that you had from Esav is going to be lost. And you don't want to lose that zechus. So therefore you should let us through. Then our Moshe Shechter from Skokie Yeshiva said this. He first said there was a Kananim of Melech Arad, and Moshe Shechter from Skokie Yeshiva quoted a Rashi. Rashi said there's no such thing as Melech Arad, but it was really a Malekim got dressed up as Arad. So our Moshe Shechter from Skokie Yeshiva said the Malekim got dressed up as Kananim, but they didn't talk like Kananim because they wanted to confuse Bnei Yisrael, so therefore Bnei Yisrael would not know who to daven for. Daven against Kananim or daven against someone else? Because Amalekia just dressed up like Kananim, but are not like talking to them. And our Moshe Shechter from Chicago said this. He said it's a Musa message to us. A Ben Torah or Bas Torah should only be dressed up like a Fum Yid. They shouldn't be dressed up like other people. And all the more so, not only not dress up, but they shouldn't talk like other people. Because then maybe they really are like other people. A Jew is always a Jew. But he's trying to say is that a Jew should dress up as a Jew and talk like a Jew and act like a Jew. Exactly what, the, you know. Then how Moshe Schechter said from Skokie, so he quoted B'nai Yisachar, he said, what the numerical value of Aaron Chai is same numerical value as Rav Chesed. As long as Aaron was alive, Hashem had Rachmanis on us and had Chesed on us and protected us from, you know, the enemies. Because Aaron was the Oif Shalom, what they Shalom? Aaron got Achdus, got unity among B'nai Yisrael. But when Aaron died, the Rav Chesed went away. And that's why Amalek was able to attack us. And B'nai Yisachar, Moshe Shechter Shlita quoted B'nai Yisachar, Melech Awad. We said Awad is saying the numerical value also as Rav Chesed, 274. Again, because the Gematrias go for good and for bad, meaning that's why Awad was now saying, now I can fight that Rav Chesed because Aaron passed away. I'm going to now leave you halachas again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said, you know, quoting for, you know, a slice of lemon, you should not put in a hot tea on Shabbos if it's klisheni. Well, Moshe Feinstein's Asar writes, if the tea cools down, that you should wait for the tea to cool down, and then you can put the slice of lemon into it. Or Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said to pour the tea into klishlishi, and then you can do it. And Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said this halacha of sliced lemon, you know, should not put into cliche of hot tea on Shabbos, also applies to honey that was not pasteurized. Honey that was not pasteurized, again, you cannot put into hot cliche of tea on Shabbos. Then what Shimon Ida said, you know, when the 3 weeks are coming up, and what Shimon Ida said, during the 3 weeks, you can take vacation. A Jew can take vacation during the 3 weeks. But what Shimon Ida said, but not during the 9 days. Do not take vacation during the 9 days. During the 9 days, do not take vacation. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos and just a slacha for everybody. Sei gesund.